Laura Eisenhower on Working with Gaia.
All these elemental energies are taking place, earthquakes, hurricanes, fires, and they're really, you know, widespread all over the world. This eclipse was very powerful. I think it gave us, you know, at least those that were at the gathering, you know, an opportunity to refine our community and update each other with our information. And it was very powerful for us. But then all of a sudden, I mean, maybe it's triggering this huge need to cleanse on a certain level, but at the same time, we know there's geoengineering, we know there's manipulation of weather. So the way I like to look at it is I accept all those different things. And so my latest thought is that some is from nature and some is from like the artificial intelligence and weather modification. And it's almost like they're duking it out and we are the ones tasked with deciding which one is going to win for our timeline, and it will be different for everyone. But we got to remember that once you buy into something, you begin to enable it and create it. So we can't allow these assaults and attacks to make us feel that we're in the mercy of it. We got to harness the elements within ourselves to align with nature so that nature is the greater force here. Because, you know, where we're not in our power is where these dark technologies end up ruling. But if the power, there's nothing that can touch us, and that's called an override frequency. And we have access to that timeline right now. So it's really up to us how we're going to handle it. So I see a mixture of both. I see both sides of the coin. Here's the geoengineering aspect, but then here's also our chance to say, okay, we're sort of in the line of fire here, no pun intended, or a quake or whatever. I mean, we're all being impacted, or we're sitting there in empathy of those that are really going through it. And the question is, what are we going to do with it? And can this help us to understand our deeper connection with nature, or make us feel victims to an outer programming, or make us even unconscious so much that we're actually enabling the very agendas that we don't want? Artificial intelligence is going to connect us to feeling like this is the apocalypse or the world's ending, when if we look at it from another perspective, this is our chance to truly step up to the plate and harness these energies, understand our elements within and how our DNA connects to the earth grid, and really begin to make the important life changes we need to make to raise our frequency and step into a powerful expression of integrity. And that's really key. Sometimes I think we just are sort of watching all this and it's madness, and we forget how much we can influence these outcomes. Not from a new agey, like, oh, just have pop at the top, but hold an intention and work with it and face the shadow and the darkness, because it's going to trigger that, and be okay with the whole shebang. We all are sort of Gaia bodies. You know, when we connect with our inner soul and our intuition, we're really a part of that goddess energy and power, and it's within men and women. And so, you know, it's our opportunity to, you know, answer to her and align with her, because we're a team. We're co-creating this positive timeline together. But if we're not conduits of this, if we're picking up on the AI signals, the artificial intelligence, or we buy into the propaganda or the memes that causes fear and anxiety, then we're in a sense an energy block for her ability to take us down that road we all want to go to get out of this mess. I feel like she's absolutely speaking to us. She's got her own natural forces that conjure up whatever it takes to create balance, but then they exacerbate these energies with these technologies, and then they steer them and control them. And it's no different than how people are programmed and controlled in the Matrix when it comes to media or television. And it's not that nature's falling for it, it's just that humanity isn't standing enough in their power as sovereign beings, able to see through the programming. So she's just saying, okay, is this the choice you're making? This is the timeline that you're on then. But it doesn't mean that the larger multidimensional nature of who she is being destroyed. It's just we don't have the eyes to see it. We're stuck in that trap that they want us to be in. So she's not something that needs to be saved, but for us to experience her on the highest of levels, we need to align with that. This particular density is really about helping us to see where we're kind of going wrong, or where we're not fully empowered and participating with what this planet was seeded with. And that splits off in a bifurcation into like a phantom earth and into something that is sort of on a life support system where everything's an imitation of nature and creation, and souls begin to exit the body and we become sort of this EBE, or I mean, we start to digress. And that's where a lot of the digression that we see, that we consider ET, there's some species that are directly related to the digression that happens when you choose these artificial timelines. And so, you know, it's sort of like, what's at stake is, you know, our choices right now. And so we got to band together and empower each other and remind each other, because, you know, we hold the elements within. That's why it's like we talk about our zodiac signs. They all have an element connected to it. Now we're in a phase where the 13th sign is coming in, which is connected to the ether, which is our opportunity to move beyond this dimension and move into higher earth energies, into our multidimensional embodiments, where we have more creative freedom. And I wouldn't say control, but more of a relationship. And in a relationship, you listen and you speak. It's not just having control. So she's asking us to, you know, join with her, because we're in relationship to her. And, you know, and we also hold the multidimensional energies of the cosmos that we can draw creative energy from at all times and anchor it and ground it. And I think humans don't recognize that power in them. And so it allows these darker technologies to hold dominion. You know, it's sort of like being with a control freak partner, or, you know, sitting in front of the TV all day. It's like, well, where's your creative energy? Where's your vision? Where's your uniqueness? You know, and the thing is, to me, authenticity is the prerequisite to unity consciousness. Let's switch off the program and recognize that you can't destroy what's organic, but it certainly can be covered up and imitated, and it can lead you astray.
You have been listening to Laura Eisenhower on the Mystic Broadcast Network.